Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, what is love and the role God plays in it? Stay tuned for an insightful look into the meaning of love. Hey guys, this is SD, and today Lady V and I will be talking about what is love and the role God plays in it. The first thing I would like to do, because I'm an educator at heart, is I want to talk about the definition, the different definitions of the word love. The first definition, it is a feeling of warm personal attachment. Mm-hmm. Or deep affection.
Yeah.
As for a parent, child, or friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's one type of love.
Mm-hmm.
And another type of love, of course, is sexual passion or desire. You know. Another type is when it's a direct address or a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're talking to someone and you say, well, thank you, love. Thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
A type of, you know, a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
Another is the affectionate concern or well-being of others.
Yeah.
Another definition is enthusiasm or a strong predilection of a certain thing.
Yeah.
Like you love books or
mm-hmm.
you love movies.
Yeah.
Or some type of, you know, love for a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
you know. And then this one, it really shocked me because I've often heard it in
mm-hmm.
tennis matches,
mm-hmm.
but I never knew what they meant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but they use the word love as a score of zero.
Okay.
Meaning nothing.
I
don't know why they would use it for that.
Yeah.
But that's what they've done.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's used for in tennis. It's like if they say one love. If Serena Williams is playing somebody and she has 6 points and you hear them say six love, that means the other person had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, you know,
no points.
And you know, when you think about that, and although I don't know much about the game of tennis, but you know, it goes to show that, you know, the word love has so many different meanings
mm-hmm.
that people use it so lightly and as if, you know, it doesn't mean anything. That's
mm-hmm.
why I think so many relationships fall apart, because
mm-hmm.
I think the definition is misconstrued to
yeah.
where it has no meaning to some people.
That's
you
right.
know, and if we all could get on the same page of what it really means, then maybe the world will look a lot different than what it does.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that takes us into one of the main definitions, and
mm-hmm.
it is the benevolent affection of God for his
yeah.
creation.
Yeah.
We as Christians, we believe that God is love.
Yeah.
And that if there's love
mm-hmm.
in the heart of anyone,
mm-hmm.
it comes from God.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
We believe that, you know, because that we are his creation,
mm-hmm.
and in us there is a place
mm-hmm.
for love,
mm-hmm.
the ability
yeah.
to love.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know some people may disagree and they may feel like, well, I can't love this person or love that person,
mm-hmm.
or I can't love this race or that race.
Mm-hmm.
But if God. If you believe in God
mm-hmm.
and you believe that God is love,
mm-hmm.
then you should believe that he has given you the ability to love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like the definitions,
mm-hmm.
the different definitions of the word love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was also, when I was preparing for this episode,
mm-hmm.
I came across an article.
Mm-hmm.
It was from yesmagazine.org.
Okay.
And the name of the article is The Ancient Greeks' Six Words for Love.
Okay.
And Why Knowing Them Can Change Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And this article is written by Roman Krenarik. Forgive me, Roman.
It's all right.
I messed up your last name,
mm-hmm.
but forgive me about that.
It's all right.
And the six Greek words are, the first Greek word is eros.
Okay.
And, you know, I think everyone has heard that at
mm-hmm.
some point. As sexual passion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to come back to that one, but mm-hmm. we're going to the next Greek word is philia.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a deep friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you love your friend, or, you know, you love an associate, mm-hmm. or something like that. It's a deep friendship type of love.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like servicemen and women.
Yeah.
They have a camaraderie, a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they fought together, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Units and platoons, I don't know if those are the correct terms mm-hmm. that they use for, but when they come together mm-hmm. for a common good,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the type of love that is philia.
Mm-hmm. Okay? It's like a unity.
Yes, a unity type of love.
Working as one vessel together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where you would lay down your life for mm-hmm. that person.
Mm-hmm.
That type of love. That's yeah. what the Greek word is, philia.
Mm-hmm.
The next Greek word is ludus. And it's considered a playful type of love.
Mm.
It could be somebody joking around, mm-hmm. you know. It's twofold, because mm-hmm. you could be joking with family, friends, or associates. And then it also means flirtation,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, people will be flirting with other people. Mm-hmm. It's a flirtatious type of love.
Mm-hmm.
So that one was twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we have pragma,
mm-hmm.
or a long-lasting love.
Yeah.
That type of love makes compromises.
Mm.
It shows patience mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. tolerance,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pragma type mm-hmm. of love,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in order to be in different relationships,
mm-hmm.
you need to be where you can compromise, and you be quick to forgive,
mm-hmm.
and that
mm-hmm.
type of thing.
And that comes right along with scripture, you know, in mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, where it says love is, you know, patient, it's gentle, it's kind.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
that follows in line with the same, similar type of meaning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the next Greek word was, I'm sure I'm tearing it up, but it's philautia.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, this one also is twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one means the love of self.
Yeah.
The good part is we are supposed to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're supposed
right.
to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're supposed to, you know, not be a doormat and put mm-hmm. yourself, your needs and everything below others.
Mm-hmm.
But philautia also means narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to fall over into narcissism mm-hmm. where it's only about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's
you know, at the expense of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
only about you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's philautia,
mm-hmm.
okay. Now, the last one goes right into God's love, and
yeah.
it is known as agape.
Yes.
Even though the Greeks had that same word,
mm-hmm.
but for Christians, mm-hmm. agape is the God kind of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, for the Greeks, it is the love for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
God loves us all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He created us. That's what
right.
we believe.
That's
you know,
right.
You're entitled to your opinion, but this is what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
We believe God is the creator. We believe he made us all.
That's right.
So, therefore, he loves us all.
That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
It is in also under the Greek, it was, I found out that it was also translated
mm-hmm.
into Latin
mm-hmm.
as caritas,
mm-hmm.
which is our word for the root mm-hmm. or the origin of our word charity.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a type of love
mm-hmm.
inside of you to, when you see a need,
mm-hmm.
which that's what most charitable organizations do, they
mm-hmm.
meet a need.
That's right.
It's, you know, it's, you're caring for others. You care
mm-hmm.
that people need
mm-hmm.
clean water in other
mm-hmm.
countries. You care that the homeless need money and food
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. They
mm-hmm.
need all different types of things to help them get educated so they could come out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That is the word that brings us into our word charity,
mm-hmm.
you know. So agape in the Greek
mm-hmm.
is caritas in the Latin,
mm-hmm.
which is our word for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And it all leads into God's love.
Yeah, because in scripture it says, give and it shall be given unto you.
That's
you
right.
You know, good measure, pressed down, running together, running over,
mm-hmm.
right? And my thinking is on that is, you know, because God is a giving God, let's look at it. He gave us life. He gave us a planet to live on. He gave us oxygen to breathe and trees that produce the oxygen. He gave us an atmosphere. We're not burning up. We're not too close to the sun or too far away where we're freezing to death or too close to somewhere we're burning up. You know, we may have some hot temperatures, but we have not burnt up. Right. You know, so everything was strategically in place, and that was done to me out of love. Yeah. Because if you're going to care for something you have created, you know, like God did, he created all of us, you know, of course you're going to want to set things in place so this person or these people are taken care of. Let's look at how people take care of their animals. Yeah. You know, that love their animals like it's a family member. And I'm not trying to compare us to animals, but I'm saying when people have their animals and they love their animals, they're taking care of them. They're making sure they get food, water, shelter. Yes, yes. You know, they're showing them affection and love toward them. They consider them a part of the family. Yes. And although, like I said, I'm not comparing us to dogs or animals, but I'm just saying to relate it to where some people see something else, or their child, you know, they want to take care of their child. They want to provide if they love their child. Yeah. You know, I'm not talking about parents who, you know, have a different situation where, you know, that's not even the case, but I'm talking about people that love. You know, when we have, like you said, we have the ability to love.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, if it's in us to love an animal, or love, you know, one another, or love, you know, our child, family, or whatever, it's in us to love for a reason. God put it there because God is love.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you said, some people may not agree with us on that, but the fact of the matter is we're going to speak what we believe is the truth, and we believe the word of God is telling us the truth when, you know, it speaks about God in the beginning creating everything that is. And like I said, when we look at it, it was all done in love. When he sent his son Jesus, it was all done in love.
Yes.
So we can't, as Christians, cannot deny God's role in it, because it's a big part in who we all are as human beings. We have the ability, like you said, to love one another. We may not choose to, but the ability is there. So, you know, when we look at all these definitions, and I think it was just excellent definitions you brought up, but that agape stands out most, you know, important for us because of that God kind of love, that unconditional love.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, I just think, you know, when people, and I'm going off on a tangent here, I guess, but when people look at us as Christians, it's going to be another show at some point.
Yeah.
You know, we want to show love to everybody.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
regardless
yes.
of what you believe, we're going to show love to you because God loved you.
Yeah.
You know, so
exactly.
how can we say we serve a God that's a God of love and we not loved our fellow man?
Yes.
You know, that makes absolutely no sense. And again, like I said, we don't have to agree the same. God offers his love. You receive it or you reject it. But for us, we have to show love because we're putting forth Christ on the earth.
Yes.
To show love to one another.
Exactly.
And regardless of what you believe, we still want to show that love because God showed that love to us.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we to not do what our Creator, our Father, our Heavenly Father does, which is show love to everyone.
Yeah.
Now, is it easy? No. We know that ain't easy, you know, because it's, people are difficult.
Yeah.
You know, we all got issues, you know. So it's difficult to love everybody, but that's why we need God and to stay more in his presence, stay more in his word. And I say that as a Christian because that's my source. God is my source. God is our source.
Yes, exactly.
So when we stay in his word, then we're staying in that place where we can get love poured into us so we can pour out to others. And then when it's difficult for us, he's there to say, hey, I'm going to help you get there.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
one day you're going to get there, you know.
Yeah.
And but one thing about it, we can, as you said, we have the ability to do
it.
Yes,
yes.
We have
ability
to choose. Yes.
Sometimes it's a process and you're thinking, how in the world am I going to be able to do this?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But as we said, we believe that God has given all of us the ability.
Yes.
And we believe if you trust him,
he
will help you to get to the point where you can walk in love.
Exactly.
Now, by the way, guys, I'll put the links to these articles. The article I was just talking about and the dictionary.com with all the dictionary of definitions of love.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
But continue, Lady B. What were you saying? Go ahead.
No, but I'm just piggybacking off of what you said about it. We have the ability, you know, to show that agape, that unconditional love. And like we were saying, it can be difficult sometimes because we get hurt.
Yes.
And when we get hurt or we lose trust in people because they show us they're not trustworthy, we wonder, how in the world can I love someone who has hurt or damaged me?
Yeah.
How in the world can I love someone everybody says, just get over it and just love them anyway. Forget about it. You know, let it go. But that takes God to do that. It takes the love of Jesus in us to do that, because you can't do it on our own.
And also because people have different definitions of love. I may think love means one thing and have an expectation of that. Mm-hmm. Wherein the other person, their definition of love is mm-hmm. something totally different.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If you have to find out and be on the same page mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. about, now when I say I love you, mm-hmm. Okay, now do you mean the same thing that I mean when
yeah.
I say it?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why a lot of relationships mm-hmm. seem to fall through.
Yes.
Because one person's definition of love means I'm going to be compassionate. I'm mm-hmm. going to be what I was saying earlier about the philia.
Yeah.
That, you know, that you a deep friendship. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. another person's love mm-hmm. may be eros, mm-hmm. where it may be sexual.
Yeah, just the
they want more than a friendship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're both saying, oh, I love you. I mm-hmm. love you. Mm-hmm. And the definitions mm-hmm. are different. Mm-hmm. That's why in relationship you have to get on the same page. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of them fall apart.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you said, the expectation is going to be different.
Yeah.
So if you're not on the same page, that's why we look at so many, I'm going to use women because we're women,
yeah.
how so many women or young ladies get their hearts broken mm-hmm. is because their definition or our definition of love may be one thing and the man that you're with may be a different thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why when you can look at certain couples, like, you know, when we look at Meghan Markle and Harry.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry, yeah. Look, a brain freeze right now. Okay. Okay. You know, look at the beautiful love between them two, the way mm-hmm. they look at each other. Mm-hmm. That is a deep love. That's like,
yes.
you know, that's the kind of love that you like, oh, I want something like that mm-hmm. because you see it's real, it's authentic, it's
yes.
genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And wherein you may look at somebody else, like, I ain't gonna say the name of the show, but yeah, with wealthy people with, you know, somebody that's broke or is an older man with a younger girl that's mm-hmm. like, you know, he's like three times her age, mm-hmm. looking like her great grandfather. And then, you know, you're like, that can't be love because that don't look right.
That's
you know,
right.
you look
That's
at
right.
them together. I'm not saying people can't love one another as human beings, but when you see a 20 something year old man, you're a woman with a, you know, a 60 or 70 something year old man, and they supposed to be in a relationship, you like, you know, this looks odd to me. Mm-hmm. What do y'all have in common? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, is this what love looks like to y'all? You know, that's what you think. So, that, you know, I'll be it for you. But mm-hmm. to me, it looks odd. And if it looks mm-hmm. odd to me, that means something is off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whether or not they see it or not, my point is, you know, knowing the definition or knowing the expectation, you want to know, are you going into this with, like you said, being on the same page?
Right.
Because if not, then someone will always definitely get
mm-hmm.
hurt.
Exactly. It's headed for destruction.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good word.
You know,
destruction.
Because,
yes.
You know, when you put your heart out there
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then that other person does not feel the same
yes.
way, but they deceive you into thinking they feel
mm-hmm,
the same way.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
You know, that's why some people can't handle it and they become hopeless
yes.
and they want to commit suicide.
Yes,
you know, they want to
yes.
take their lives because
yeah.
they were deceived.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, just make sure
mm-hmm.
that you both are on you all are on the same page,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, because it same thing happens within families and
mm-hmm,
friendships and
mm-hmm.
you all are expecting different things
mm-hmm.
from each other and
mm-hmm.
then when the people don't meet those expectations then
mm-hmm.
you're disappointed and
yeah.
you're let down.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So that's why it's always good to make sure you're on the same page and,
mm-hmm.
and if you continue to listen to
mm-hmm.
our podcast, please subscribe, you
mm-hmm.
know, but because we want you to
mm-hmm.
but it is important to know and be clear
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
definitions, so you're gonna constantly hear SD giving definitions
mm-hmm.
and to make sure that we're all on the same page
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
so just remember that
mm-hmm.
you know.
And, you know, another thing, when we bring it back to God, we bring it back to Jesus because of our faith. Because even scripture tells us, like in 1 Corinthians 16 and 14, I'm using the Passion Translation because I love that translation, where it says, let love and kindness be the motivation behind all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see a Christian that's not showing love and kindness, don't think God has signed off on that.
That's right.
That ain't got nothing to do with God. That's their flesh
yes.
making that decision that they're going to act a certain way.
Uh-huh.
That's why we as Christians, we can't say we love God and then turn around and show a hatefulness to somebody. Because if we got an issue with somebody and we can't handle it, we need to just be quiet and stay away from the
That's
person.
Right.
So
right.
we would not make a high pot out of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because
a high pot.
Can't say the other word. Trying to be Christian and Christ-like. Can't say the other word. But my point is, you know, showing, letting kindness be the motivation, letting love and kindness be the motivation behind all we do. Mm-hmm. That means there's no hidden agendas.
Right.
You know, that's what the word of God is so good for us, because when we, well, it's good for everybody, but when we read it and we read something like that, lets us know, okay, God does not sign off when you pick it in somebody because they disagree. You disagree with what, how they believe or what they feel, you know, because mm-hmm. his point is, if I give them free will, who are you to say they That's can't make right. a choice? I want people to freely choose me, freely yes, choose to love yes, me, freely yes. choose my son, not just me forcing on them, because mm-hmm. who wants to be loved by being forced?
That's right.
You know what
That's
I'm saying? Right. Even God wants you to love him freely That's of your own free will.
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. you know, the thing about that is, like I said, when we go to the word, if you, that's why people shouldn't class all Christians in the same, on the same boat, because we are all human beings, but
That's
we're
right.
not perfect.
That's right.
And some of us are further along in the love walk than others.
That's right.
Some of us, like myself, got a little ways to go, because mm-hmm. it's kind of hard when people have done wrong to you, to knowing that scripture's saying, you know, you got to turn that other cheek, and you're like, well, God, you got to help me with this,
That's
because,
right.
you know, for me, I haven't gotten there yet to know how to do that, you know, successfully yet.
Yes.
I could think, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to do this, and then the person shows up in my face, and I'm like, okay, God, I need to go back to the school of love, because mm-hmm. I'm still dealing with how to show love and concern for someone who has broken my trust.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, again, Christians aren't perfect. We shouldn't all be judged by perfection, because Jesus is the only perfect one, and that's
yes.
why we look to him to make that, that those changes in us, and we've mm-hmm. allowed him in our hearts to make those changes in us, and that's why we are so passionate, you and I, SD, about, you know, this, even with this podcast, because we want to talk about everyday things,
yes.
but at the same time, we want to introduce everybody to Jesus,
yes.
and show you how, in our lives, he fits in those areas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if we would all just stop and take a look back, stop looking at people and mm-hmm. how people are acting out or whatever, and start looking at Jesus and who he is. Jesus was not somebody to shun somebody. He was always someone that was accepting.
Yes.
He showed an unconditional love that, you know, you could come to him, whether you're a child, whether you believed in him or not.
That's
he
right.
was just like, come.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
even when his enemies was before him, all the time accusing him, you know, the religious Pharisees, you know, in this day time we would call them church folk, but
uh-huh.
we church people too, but we ain't trying to be like those
mm-hmm,
types.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that there's all types of people, you know, believers that are in the churches. Some of us are, like I said, walking that love walk, and some of us that are still stuck on titles and
uh-huh.
stuck on
tradition.
Tradition, exactly. Mm-hmm. The tradition of man's, which is, like you said, can cause destruction
yeah.
because tradition was not based on love. It was based on, okay, you're gonna do this by the law, you're gonna
yeah.
do this by the law. When we're talking about the law of Moses, we're not talking about like the law of the land, because we're supposed to respect the law of the land.
Yes, exactly.
But we're talking about the law of Moses that was given to the children of Israel. It was not given to the, who we were called, the Gentiles.
Yes,
it wasn't given to us other regular folk.
Yeah,
okay,
the
so
the
ones
who
were not the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not dismissing the law of Moses, because it was given to them for a reason.
Yes.
But the thing of it is, you know, when we look at people judging all Christians in a place of judgment, like we don't all walk in love, some of us are walking in that love, and some of us are still needing some help from the Lord
mm-hmm.
to get to that place where we can walk in love. It's a blindingness. But
uh-huh.
back to what I was talking about with Jesus, when he was faced with the Pharisees and they were all the time trying to question what he was doing, all he was doing was helping people.
Yeah, and
all
loving
he was
people.
Yes,
that's all.
That was love. He was just trying to heal people, trying
mm-hmm.
to set people free, you know, and nothing about that is something that someone should demean. That's a good thing.
Yes,
you know, that's
yes.
just like you said, charity.
Yeah.
That's a giving.
Yes,
you know, who's
mm-hmm.
giving of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to look at that is what our example of love is.
Yes.
You know, as Christians, what we should be abiding by. And again,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I'm not saying that I agree with other with religion. That's not what I'm saying, because Jesus Christ is not about a religion. It's
Mm-mm.
about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, I agree with the word of God that lets us know that love is supposed to be that motivation behind what we do.
Yes.
You know, it's not supposed to be based on what we think or our opinions, but on, you know, what the word of God tells us and teaches
mm-hmm.
us, so that we can implement it to the world
mm-hmm.
so they can see Jesus through our actions and not
mm-hmm.
see us ourselves and our bad actions,
mm-hmm.
our bad behaviors, because that's not love. I can say that if I'm acting in a bad way, that's not Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're looking at, you seeing me.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah.
I want people to see Christ in me. We want mm-hmm. people to see Christ in us by showing love. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, it takes time in the Word of God for us to read, for our minds to be transformed, mm-hmm. so that we can be better people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, you know, people shouldn't judge us as perfect. And we're going, like I said, we're going to have another episode concerning mm-hmm. Christianity misunderstood.
Yes.
Because it needs to be said that, you know, we're not a perfect people.
Right.
We're not. Jesus is the perfect one, and that's mm-hmm. why we have received him to our hearts, mm-hmm. so we can let that light shine, that love shine, and that's what we're trying to do.
That's
here
right.
on spreading hope everywhere.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that love comes through grace.
Yes, yes, say that.
And that mm-hmm. grace mm-hmm. came through Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, that is what we want. Mm-hmm. We want, when you come, when you stop by
mm-hmm.
and you listen to our podcast, mm-hmm. we want you to leave with something
mm-hmm.
that's going to help you as you go through life,
mm-hmm.
looking at things in, you know, a different perspective than what mm-hmm. you might already have
mm-hmm.
looked at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you could also spread hope everywhere mm-hmm. you go.
That's right.
So just subscribe if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Swing by our website,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm going to put the link in the, you know, show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll also just want you to just keep in mind that, you know, it's not about religion here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's about love.
That's right.
So thank you so much for listening to us.
That's right.
And giving us your time.
Mm-hmm.
What you think, Lady V?
I think that is a perfect saying a goodbye. But not goodbye for good, but come on back. But we hope if we can impart anything into you from today, we want to just say that God loves you, whoever you are,
mm-hmm.
whatever you believe, he
mm-hmm.
still loves you.
That's right.
Again, he has a great plan for you. He would, you know, prefer you to take his plan, but if you don't, still know that you are loved,
mm-hmm.
and we pray that we will continue to show that light of Christ to everyone that hears, and just know we want to bring joy to your day, and
That's
we want
right.
to bring the love of Jesus to you.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is SD. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. Also, if you would like today's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/show notes. While you are there, sign up for my SD, must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotionals. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.